Migraines are more than just headaches. They are a complex and often debilitating neurological condition that affects millions of people worldwide. Characterized by intense throbbing pain, often on one side of the head, migraines can be accompanied by nausea, vomiting, and sensitivity to light and sound. For many, managing migraines is a daily challenge that goes beyond simply taking medication. Understanding the triggers, adopting lifestyle changes, and exploring alternative therapies can play a significant role in reducing the frequency and severity of migraines. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive deep into the health topics that matter most. I'm Bills, and today we're exploring strategies for managing migraines that go beyond medication. We'll discuss common triggers, lifestyle adjustments, and alternative treatments that can help you regain control over your life. Plus, we'll share stories of famous individuals who have battled migraines and found ways to manage them effectively. Let me start with a story about my friend Sarah. Sarah has been dealing with migraines since she was a teenager. The pain would come on suddenly, often during stressful times or when she hadn't had enough sleep. Initially, Sarah relied heavily on medication to get through her migraines, but over time, she realized that the side effects were taking a toll on her health. Determined to find a better way to manage her condition, Sarah started exploring alternative approaches. Through a combination of lifestyle changes, dietary adjustments, and stress management techniques, she was able to significantly reduce the frequency and severity of her migraines. Sarah's experience is a powerful reminder that while medication can be helpful, there are many other tools available for managing migraines. Understanding migraine triggers. One of the first steps in managing migraines is identifying and understanding your triggers. Migraine triggers can vary widely from person to person, but there are some common culprits that tend to affect many migraine sufferers. Stress is one of the most common triggers, as it can lead to tension and changes in brain chemistry that precipitate a migraine. Sarah noticed that her migraines often struck during particularly stressful periods at work, so she began practicing mindfulness and meditation to help manage her stress levels. Lack of sleep or irregular sleep patterns can also trigger migraines. Sleep is crucial for maintaining brain health, and disruptions to your sleep schedule can lead to hormonal imbalances and increased susceptibility to migraines. Sarah found that maintaining a consistent sleep schedule and practicing good sleep hygiene made a big difference in preventing migraines. Dietary triggers are another common factor. Certain foods and drinks, such as aged cheeses, processed meats, alcohol, and caffeine, can trigger migraines in some people. Sarah kept a food diary to track what she was eating and how it correlated with her migraines. She discovered that her migraines were often triggered by foods high in tyramine, a compound found in aged cheeses and processed meats. By avoiding these foods, she was able to reduce her migraine episodes. Hormonal changes, particularly in women, can also play a significant role in triggering migraines. Many women experience migraines around their menstrual cycle due to fluctuations in estrogen levels. Understanding these patterns can help women anticipate and manage migraines more effectively. Interestingly, some famous figures have publicly shared their struggles with migraines. For example, American actress and singer Marcia Cross, known for her role in Desperate Housewives, has spoken openly about her battle with migraines. She has advocated for greater awareness and understanding of the condition, sharing that stress and certain foods are her main triggers. Marcia's story highlights the importance of recognizing triggers and making lifestyle adjustments to manage migraines effectively. Lifestyle changes for migraine management. In addition to identifying triggers, making certain lifestyle changes can help manage migraines more effectively. Regular physical activity is one of the most beneficial changes you can make. Exercise helps reduce stress, improve sleep, and release endorphins, which are natural pain relievers. However, it's important to find the right balance. Intense physical activity can sometimes trigger migraines in some individuals. Sarah incorporated moderate exercise, such as walking and yoga, into her routine, which helped her manage stress and reduce the frequency of her migraines. Hydration is another key factor in preventing migraines. Dehydration can lead to headaches and trigger migraines, so it's important to drink enough water throughout the day. Sarah made it a habit to carry a water bottle with her and sip regularly, especially during warmer weather or when she was active. Dietary changes, as mentioned earlier, can also play a crucial role in managing migraines. In addition to avoiding trigger foods, it's important to eat regular, balanced meals to keep your blood sugar levels stable. Skipping meals or fasting can lead to low blood sugar, which is a common trigger for migraines. Sarah found that eating small, frequent meals with a focus on whole, unprocessed foods helped stabilize her blood sugar and prevent migraines. Stress management is another critical component of migraine prevention. Techniques such as meditation, deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and mindfulness can help reduce stress and prevent migraines. Sarah started practicing meditation daily, even if just for a few minutes, and noticed that it helped her stay calm and centered even during stressful situations. Another lifestyle change that can make a big difference is maintaining a consistent sleep schedule. Going to bed and waking up at the same time each day helps regulate your body's internal clock and reduces the likelihood of migraines triggered by sleep disruptions. Sarah made sleep a priority, creating a calming bedtime routine that helped her wind down and get a restful night's sleep. Exploring alternative treatments. Beyond lifestyle changes, there are various alternative treatments that have shown promise in managing migraines. Acupuncture is one such treatment that has been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine. It involves inserting thin needles into specific points on the body to relieve pain and promote healing. Some studies suggest that acupuncture can help reduce the frequency and severity of migraines, and many people, including Sarah, have found relief through regular acupuncture sessions. Another alternative therapy is biofeedback, a technique that teaches you to control physiological functions such as heart rate, muscle tension, and blood pressure. Biofeedback can be particularly effective for managing stress-related migraines by helping you recognize the early signs of stress and respond before a migraine sets in. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a form of talk therapy that can help change negative thought patterns and behaviors that contribute to migraines. CBT can be especially helpful for individuals who experience migraines triggered by stress or anxiety. By learning to reframe stressful situations and develop healthier coping strategies, Sarah was able to reduce the impact of stress on her migraines. Herbal supplements and vitamins are also commonly explored as alternative treatments for migraines. For example, magnesium, riboflavin, and coenzyme Q10 are supplements that have been studied for their potential to prevent migraines. However, it's important to consult with a healthcare provider before starting any supplements, as they can interact with other medications and may not be suitable for everyone. Interestingly, singer and actress Kristen Chenoweth has shared her experiences with managing migraines through a combination of lifestyle changes and alternative therapies. Kristen, who has suffered from chronic migraines for years, has tried various approaches, including acupuncture, dietary changes, and even Botox injections to manage her condition. Her openness about her struggles has helped raise awareness and encourage others to explore different methods for managing migraines. When to seek professional help. While lifestyle changes and alternative treatments can be effective in managing migraines, it's important to know when to seek professional help. If your migraines are frequent, severe, or interfering with your daily life, it's crucial to consult with a healthcare provider. A doctor can help you develop a comprehensive treatment plan that may include medication, lifestyle changes, and alternative therapies. In some cases, migraines can be a sign of a more serious underlying condition, such as a brain tumor or aneurysm. If you experience sudden, severe headaches, changes in vision, confusion, or weakness, seek medical attention immediately. Sarah's story is a testament to the power of a comprehensive approach to managing migraines. By identifying her triggers, making lifestyle changes, and exploring alternative treatments, she was able to take control of her migraines and improve her quality of life. Conclusion: taking control of your migraines. Migraines can be a challenging condition to manage, but with the right approach, it's possible to reduce their frequency and severity. By understanding your triggers, making healthy lifestyle choices, and exploring alternative treatments, you can take control of your migraines and improve your overall well-being. The experiences of famous individuals like Marsha Cross and Kristen Chenoweth show that even those in the spotlight struggle with migraines, but with determination and the right strategies, they have found ways to manage their condition effectively. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into managing migraines beyond medication. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, managing migraines is a journey, but with the right tools and support, you can find relief. Until next time, take care.